Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 31st of January 2018, and this is the 741st Mole Out Loud podcast. I know I said it was cool yesterday morning. Today it is positively cold. Just coming up here, in the reserve at the moment, coming up here, I could see the snow on the mountain. And I rather wish I'd brought my gloves. I'm wearing a thick polar neck jumper, but I hadn't quite banked on the wind that's coming up. It feels like directly from Antarctica. It is really quite chilly. I had to get up in the night to get more bedclothes, and it's a bit astonishing. It's quite astonishing. I love it, but I'm not quite ready. I was unprepared. I've got an umbrella over my arm because it does look as if it might rain. It's one of those days where the wind is fast and so are the clouds, and on one side I've got beautiful blue sky with a few little white clouds, and on the other side it's nearly black. And it's coming at a kind of diagonal, so I'm not sure. It's a bit hit or miss. It's so cold that it's making my nose run. I was just thinking about 2 days ago when I came up, and I felt so dehydrated at this point, but not now. I'm further up now, and I find I am doing the whole summit loop. I wasn't sure how far I'd get. I was keeping a bit of an eye on the weather and also my energy. And yes, suddenly I find I'm heading for the top. It's certainly warmed up a bit since I last spoke to you when I was nearer the bottom. The wind has dropped and the sun is out, and it is a summer sun that is out. And I certainly don't need gloves anymore. And I think I might even ditch my jumper. But it can be completely different over the other side of the summit. On the other side, and facing the mountain with the snow on it. And it's also, it's often quite windy that side, although I'm not sure with the wind coming from the direction it is, whether that would be true or not. So it's all an experiment. But yes, I think I am going to take my jumper off. That feels much better. I may even need to use my umbrella. It's not against the rain, but to protect me from the sun, because I didn't bring my sun hat with me this morning. I should know, shouldn't I, by now, that the weather here in Hobart can change with a blink of an eye. I might need to put my sunglasses on too. The sky above me is completely blue, although I can still see some, there's sort of clouds all around the periphery, which is quite strange. It's like this oasis of blueness just over Knocklofty. to pause this for a little bit and just do some walking in silence. Well, it definitely is cooler on this side of Knocklofty, and I'm looking at the mountain now, but there's a little hat of cloud over the top, so I can't see whether there's any snow there anymore. But apart from that cloud over the mountain, it is a really blue, blue day. And still with our bits of rain, we've had rain off and on over the last 24 hours, so it's still smelling gorgeously of eucalypt walking through here. I haven't seen anybody up here. I think the weather temperament may have put people off. Last night I had my writer's cave, as I mentioned before, and quite outside my expectations, I did quite a lot of writing. I didn't know where I would go, and one of the great things about having put a lot of the work into Scrivener is that I can move about between scenes and move the scenes around really easily. And so I found that what I was doing was writing little bits of filler between scenes that don't quite join up, and also lists of many, many questions that I have to both ask and answer. Well, I was asking them, but I will need to address them in some way. And one of the things I really noticed, not for the first time again, was that dossiers and files appear quite often in my book, and I need to work out exactly a storyline for each of them, how they were made, who by, who has seen them, as well as what information is contained in them and over what extent of time those papers and letters and things have been added. I'm not having pages of facsimile or anything like that, but it is just to have a firm grip on how things unfolded that is reflected in that book. Hello. Hello. I'm well, thanks. Beautiful, isn't it, suddenly up here?
Yeah, I was worried I was going to get rained on and
everything.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A little rain, which was good, and
fantastic.
And now the heat's gone, so
yeah. No, this is really lovely. And no doubt it will change soon.
I'm sure it will. The wind's pretty strong, so it'll...
Yes.
Have a good day.
You too. The wind is quite strong, and I can hear it in the trees, but actually down here I'm a bit protected from it. It's funny, I hadn't met anybody on this walk, and just at the moment I'm really off track, so it was a bit of a surprise to find someone approaching. So yes, I need to write these storylines for the dossiers and not just for the people in the book. And it really needs a good long sit-down time to work those things out, or to work out that I need them, and also to actually do that. A stretch of time when I'm concentrating and not allowing myself to be distracted. So this week, with the cooler weather, I'm hoping that that can happen. Well, I'm going to wander on. The man and the dog have moved beyond my voice. And I'll talk to you a little bit later. I can really see the weather coming towards me now. These black clouds emerging from behind the hill. And, well, I've got my umbrella. It's so funny, just turning one way and it's this exquisite blue, and the other way. The other way, the cloud looks so dark and thick, it feels as if it's almost crawling along the line of trees. Well, I've just got pretty drenched. I'm not that far from home, but I went from needing the umbrella to protect me from the sun to really needing it for the rain. I'm drenched because it was coming with such strong gusts of wind that it sort of came under my umbrella. Now it's not raining. A bit cold and a bit wet. I think I'd better protect the phone. Hello, it's much later in the afternoon, the weather is still doing its best to confuse, but I'm about to go for another little walk with a friend. I've been so tired today, I haven't really managed to get very much done, but I'm hoping this will wake me up a bit. I'm not sure that it will. I think an early night is what I really need. I was awake far too late last night, and I think it's been a bit difficult to get myself moving again. I do hope that you've had a good day, that that you have more energy than I have, but if not, that you are able to rest, and that, like me, you can think of a treat ahead. It's Taco Van night, so I'm going to go along and have a taco, just remembering how incredibly hot it was last week when I went, and this week they will be chilly in their van, although maybe not over the hot stove. Yes. This is, sorry, this is not a very good end to the podcast. I'm feeling very fuzzy-minded. Anyway, as I said, I really hope that you have a good day and that you had one if it's already passed, that you've been able to pursue whatever it is that catches your imaginative creativity, and I hope to talk to you with a bit more vitality tomorrow. Thank you very, very much for listening.